Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's show, yes, please praise. Thank you. Today's guidance recommends how to deliver both praise and feedback, although not together, and why they are both valuable and completely different. Before we go on, I have to apologize. We had some technical issues when we recorded this podcast, and so unfortunately there's some annoying GSM buzz in the background during much of the podcast. Unfortunately, we're not in a position where we can re-record the shows and get it out on time. So I apologize, and we'll work better to resolve that issue in the future. All right, with that, here we go. Lots of managers ask us about praise, right? That, you know, does positive feedback eliminate the need for praise?
Right.
What if I prefer to just give praise and not positive feedback? We hear that occasionally.
Yes.
Isn't praise just the opposite of negative feedback? We hear that.
Right. Yeah.
What we think is that lots of us as managers just want to avoid being specific and direct.
Yeah.
And we understand why. And we're a little sympathetic too, right? Work is hard, and generally most of us think we don't want to point out one small thing when there surely were 10 good things we didn't see that day.
Yeah.
We understand, and unfortunately, we got to stand up for the direct here.
Yeah. Managers are always telling us the same things nearly at the same time. And this comes from all professionals, not just managers as well. I really need more feedback from my boss. He owes it to me. I'm open to it. And he says he will. And then if they're a manager, they go on to say, but I'm not really comfortable giving feedback to my team. I really need them. You know, I can't afford to have them get upset with me and leave. You know, filling positions is hard. So I just give them lots of praise.
Right. Yeah. And that managerial math doesn't add up real well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's why we're sharing how feedback and praise are both valuable and how to give both.
Yeah. We've got six key points we want to make in this recommendation about praise and feedback. The first one we want to say is praise is good. And so we're going to tell you folks, please praise. Praise is helpful. It's not as powerful as feedback, but it's a good thing. And if you're withholding praise because you think, well, I can only, you know, feedback is the only thing that works. That's what the Manager Tools guys say. We apologize for that. Praise actually works. It's not feedback, but it works. Our second point, we're going to go through how to praise. We're going to give you a simple structure for all praise. It doesn't have to be the only structure, but it is a simple structure to help those of you who really need detailed guidance. Our third point, let's just be clear. Don't confuse praise with feedback. We do want to make a clear distinction about what works and what doesn't work and why it works and why it doesn't work. We also, there are two things about praise that are really important, our points 4 and 5. Praise can be given publicly. I'm not saying it should be, but it can be given publicly. And also, praise can be shotgunned. In other words, you can praise an entire group, which is not something you can do with feedback. You can't give public feedback, and you can't shotgun feedback either. So that gives praise a little bit more flexibility. And our final point is, the ideal situation is that you give both praise and positive feedback, and for that matter, negative feedback as well.
Okay, so your first point just cracks me up. Praise is good, and you ask people to actually please praise.
Yeah.
The hard time you gave folks relative to praise when we were talking about feedback suggests that maybe we oughtn't to praise.
Yeah, it's totally one of my regrets in giving guidance about feedback is I made fun of praise because I was trying to get managers, all of our listeners, to be more specific, more behavioral, more repeatable, and more focused, right? Feedback is more focused. It delivers repeatability. It's about future behavior, which is what managers ought to be concerning themselves with. It's behavioral, which means it's unarguable generally.
Yeah, go into that a little bit, just if you would, just because I know every week we get new listeners and we're talking about the difference between praise and feedback. And we're assuming that I think right now that people understand the difference between the two. So just touch on that a little bit more.
Well, the key with feedback, praise is telling somebody, hey, great job, right? feedback is specifically always about the behavior of the direct, of the subordinate. It is about something they did, and there are five types of behavior. The words you say, how you say them, your facial expressions, your body language, and then lastly, your work product. And when we praise somebody, we can praise them for being a nice person, for having a good attitude. But being nice is not behavior. Having a good attitude is not behavior. Now, we would argue, of course, that the only way you know somebody has a great attitude is their behavior, but that's completely separate.
Right, but the difference would be you might say, hey, good attitude, great attitude today. So you might give them praise about their attitude, but that's right. Not feedback, because we haven't shared with the direct what specific behavior they engaged in that led you to the conclusion that they had a great attitude.
Yeah, and the key thing about that is that attitude is not repeatable, because it's not a behavior. Attitude is a conclusion we've drawn about their behaviors, and we label it as good attitude, for instance, when in fact, they can't repeat our characterization of what they did, right? They may do the same thing tomorrow, and if we're in a bad mood, we don't even see it, or what's worse, we're not even happy about it. Right? Whereas the behavior they did, they can do it again tomorrow.
Right. Just to make it clear. So if you came out of a meeting and Bob had a great attitude and you said great attitude, that would be praise.
It'd be praise.
If you got feedback, yeah. Without going through this, let's talk about the behavior. You would give him feedback about specific behaviors, i.e., hey, Bob, when Mary came up with three great ideas and each time she had an idea, you said out loud, great idea, Mary. I think that really came across as a great attitude and helped the team, right? That would be talking about
that would be feedback.
Behavior. That would be
exactly.
Feedback.
Okay. Yeah, exactly right. And basically what I did was I knew that too many managers don't want to do a little bit of extra hard work to turn what they feel like is a praiseworthy moment into behavior, which has more powerful. They want to substitute praise for feedback. And praise and feedback are two different things, and they're not substitutable. They're not interchangeable. And basically, I made the classic mistake of making the perfect the enemy of the good. That's what I did. And this is one of those cases where maybe we were right, but maybe we also weren't effective in terms of telling people, hey, look, praise is okay, and here's a better way. And the tens of thousands of managers who have caught on to feedback and say, wow, this really works. I actually get more of the same or something different in the event of positive or respectively negative feedback.
Right. So your point of making the mistake of making the perfect enemy the good is you're saying just because feedback is better doesn't mean that praise all by itself isn't really good too, right?
Yeah, praise. Yeah, let's be clear. Praise is good. Praise works, or let's put it this way, praise helps. I want to make a distinction here in this guidance about the difference between feedback and praise in terms of their outcomes. Praise helps. Feedback actually works, okay? Feedback done right actually achieves its purpose. And I guess you could say praise works too because it achieves its purpose, but let me be clear.
Yeah, maybe its purpose is different, right?
Yeah, the main purpose is so distinctly different that it is a little bit misleading to say praise works, because really what's more accurate is it helps, it's nice, it's good, but it's not really effective, okay? Praise makes the hard days better, it makes the long days livable, it makes that unseen work, hard work behind the scenes tolerable. It does not improve performance. One of the scotomas, one of the blind spots most of us have as managers is how our directs see us. We think they see us the way we see us, right? I mean, we're a nice person, but trust us, folks. It's just not so, okay? You see yourself as a friendly enough person, a generally approachable person most of the time. We see ourselves as generally nice. Maybe we know that other people might not necessarily call us nice, but we really, unfortunately, for many of us, we distinguish as being there are two types of state of mind, nice and not nice. And no one goes around, or rarely, 1% of people go around and saying, I'm not a nice person. So we generally give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. And part of this now, it's interesting, it relates to praise and feedback, although we won't go into it in this recommendation, that we judge ourselves by our intent. We judge others by their behavior, right? And so we generally have an idea that we're going to be nice, we're going to be approachable, we're going to be warm, we're going to be effective, right? Now, look, maybe we know we're not as outgoing as the salespeople in the organization, but we're nice enough. We're pleasant people. And we would say we're not rude, certainly, or we're not bossy. But folks, I think it's important. We're not going to slam you here. We just want you to understand something. That's not how your directs see you. They see you first, and it is the ultimate filter. They see you as the boss. They see us as their boss. There is virtually nothing we do to or with or for or about our directs that they don't see us as the boss doing it. It doesn't matter how nice we are or how friendly we are or how solicitous we are. It's still the boss being nice, the boss being friendly, the boss asking after the person, right? We don't generally get credit for being nice. We get credit, if in fact we do get credit, for being a nice boss, for being a friendly boss, right? For being a caring boss.
Yeah, that's like saying a friendly bear.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not that bad, but I just think most of us as managers look in the mirror and we don't see a boss, we see ourselves. And if your direct was standing behind you looking in the mirror, they see their boss. And that red sign, watch out, I could fire you, is on your forehead all the time. And look, I said you get credit if you do for being a nice boss as opposed to a nice person. And that's a different characterization. You know, and you say to yourself, well, why wouldn't I get credit if I'm nice? Because frankly, as a boss, if you give somebody an aw shoot, that erases 50 attaboys, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't if you're a friend. If you're a coworker saying, hey, great, hey, great, hey, great, hey, great. They get coworkers can pat each other on the back all the time and they get credit for every attaboy they give. But when a boss gives an aw shoot, it takes away 50 of them.
So does this go back to the difference in the purpose of feedback and praise? And are you saying that praise is more of a lubricant to the emotions and relationships in the workplace than it is a performance enhancing move?
Yeah, look, praise is a necessary part of our lives as bosses. It is an important, valuable tool to reduce a little bit the gap between us and our directs. You know, I often say, I quote someone who said, civility is the grease that keeps us from tearing each other apart in society. And those things are necessary. As I've said before many times, my dad used to say the definition of conflict is two human beings in the same county, right? So you're going to have conflict. So if you're going to have conflict, you might as well have some grease. And yes, praise is one of the greases that bosses can apply to the struggle and the conflict and the difficulty of day-to-day professional life. It's necessary to ameliorate those moments when, as a boss, we take yet another withdrawal from the emotional bank account of our relationship with any or all of our directs. Look, if you've ever told somebody, sorry, your vacation is off because of this new project or this new thing or this new problem or this new customer or this new outage or this new system, right? You understand why lots of praise can help a little bit, right? It doesn't paper over things, but it helps a little bit. Maybe it's a spoonful of sugar, makes the medicine go down. I don't know. So what we say is, we recommend all managers praise frequently. When something goes well, obviously praise. When something goes as planned, because obviously people didn't plan for the result to be poor. This is a huge area for managers that if it goes as it's supposed to, then it's not praiseworthy, it's not positive feedback worthy. And that's a huge miss for most of us, including me, frankly. If it went when it was supposed to, it reminds us of Albert Einstein, I'm fairly certain apocryphal story of Albert Einstein when he was 6 years old and hadn't spoken, suddenly looked up from the dinner table and said to his parents, the soup is cold. And they said, Albert, why have you waited so long to talk? And here it is a full sentence. And he said, well, up until now, everything was in order. Right? I mean, the managers think, well, they plan to do X, they did X, and that doesn't require any praise. Well, maybe it doesn't require any praise, but praise would help. Praise would be good. So look, if something goes as planned, because again, you didn't plan for the result to be lousy, then you should praise. If it went according to plan, apparently there was a plan, so that meant it was worth doing. And if it was worth doing and it was done according to the plan, that meant it was done right, because you didn't plan it wrong. You know, as often as things go wrong or they go less than perfectly, why not celebrate a little when things just go pretty well, right? And look, to those of you who are perfectionist managers, our high C's out there, who think that anything that's not perfect isn't worthy of praise, well, I'm sorry, your thinking is inefficient and ineffective, and in order to get comfortable being a manager, you better get comfortable being a manager, because you're never going to be successful as an executive, if you ever make it that far, with the thought that anything not perfect isn't worthy of praise. I don't know any executive who will ever tell you anything they ever did was perfect. It's always messy. And if nothing's perfect, but you have to have perfection in order to praise, you're never going to praise, the work is going to be hard, and people won't want to work for you.
Yep. Listen to him, my friend.
Yeah.
I learned this the hard way, so.
Yeah, me too, right? As long as we understand, praise cannot take the place of feedback. They're two different things.
Good. Okay, so with the danger of going further on praise and encouraging folks to use praise in lieu of feedback, and please, folks, that's not what we're doing here. We encourage feedback. But regardless, if we're going to praise, then we might as well do it in the most effective manner we can. So how do you praise? Is there a way we should be thinking about it?
So yeah, so let's be clear. What is praise? And praise is the expression of admiration, gratitude, or approval, right? Now, what's important about that definition is it's not feeling appreciative. It's not thinking highly of somebody. It's not approving of someone by itself. It's the expression of those emotions. That means we have to say it, or, for those of you who are longtime listeners, listen up here, or write it.
Oh my God, you can actually write something. Wow.
Yeah, for those of you who are longtime listeners to Manager Tools, you can express praise in writing. You can't do that with feedback. So let the emails begin, and the text messages begin, and the tweets begin, and blah, 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 blah.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. Now look, it may seem overly basic, but this is Manager Tools. There's at least one manager out there wondering, okay, how do I praise? How do I do it? What do I say? And so we want to give you several simple examples of praise and then talk about the structure of praise. Okay? So we could do this. I'm just going to give you a nice slow list. Thanks for your hard work today. Well done on this deck, or well done on this presentation. Nice job handling that question from the client. Well done reaching out to that manager who seemed upset. I like the way you helped that customer. Nice job. Thanks for coming in early. Great job today bending over backwards for the production team. Now, there's a pattern there. Hopefully those of you who notice patterns can see this one coming. What we do is we give recognition first. We say something nice. We use a positive emotional word. And then we say what you noticed or what was good, okay? First we say good job or great job or thanks or I liked or nice job or well done or I appreciate it. Then we point out what they did we were noticing. Hard work, stay late, come in early, good attitude, extra effort, whatever it might be.
That's almost opposite from
it is.
The feedback model.
Yeah, if you know the Manager Tools feedback model, folks, praise is backwards relative to the Manager Tools feedback model. In praise, we say the result first. Nice job. Well done. I appreciate. And then we say what they did. And oh, by the way, we don't ask first. And there's no step four either. Okay. We want folks to immediately feel good by saying something nice. And then we want to say what it was, even if it's not repeatable. So, praise can come at the beginning of an email or a text, or at the end of an email or a text or an IM. It can come by voicemail even. We don't have to ask, so we can proceed apace, right? Praise is totally more flexible in terms of delivery method than feedback. Okay, so I'm just going to say it again here. If we've led you to believe that we here at Manager Tools don't like praise, we apologize. Praise helps, and we encourage you to praise people. Have at it. As long as you keep listening and reading, because whether you've listened to the feedback cast or not, there are some distinctions we've got to make. We've got to make some fine distinctions that will help those of you who really want to be great managers, help you understand the differences and how to apply them.
Yeah, it's easy for a lot of managers to confuse praise with feedback. So let's be very specific about the differences between the two.
Yeah, okay. So many managers don't get this. And this is actually why I somewhat mistakenly overdid our insistence on positive feedback at the expense of praise. Praise is easier in a lot of ways, as we said earlier. You don't have to ask, right? Which some people balk at in the feedback model. You can do it in writing. Gosh, one less thing. All you high C people, isn't it great? You can do it in writing. You don't actually have to see someone's face, right? You can try to make them feel good from a distance, right? It's a little happy pill sent from a long way away, so you don't have to talk to them at all. You can be vague. You don't have to be terribly specific.
I love that one, because you see a good presentation, right? You know it's good, but you couldn't express why it's good. So just give them praise, as opposed to having you figure out what specifically they did that made it good.
It's easy. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, that was good. Well, okay, great. And the manager thinks, I don't want to say any more because, darn, I don't really know why it was good. I just really, really liked it. And there is a great quote from one of my favorite Pulitzer Prize winners, George Will. He said, "You cannot think what you cannot say." And the idea being, if you're vague about why you like something, then you really don't know why you liked it. And that ought to be a sign to you that probably you could crisp up your thinking a little bit. And frankly, it would be better for your directs, because they would be able to repeat the behaviors that you can't seem to put your finger on. So yeah, vagueness is a lot of managers are going to like that. But really, the power is in being specific. But look, like we said, you can talk about attitude, right? Attitude is a vague way of describing a set of behaviors that we don't even know we've noticed. We just know that something occurred because we feel good now.
It's more efficient too, right? You can give it to a group. You don't have to go to each of the 10 people. Just give it to the entire group.
Yeah. And you can do it so that other people overhear. We'll talk more about those in a little bit. But unfortunately, praise isn't the end all and be all of positive performance communication. I want to be clear about something, folks. This recommendation about praise is about performance communication, which is a core responsibility of every boss, every manager. Okay? Praise is the weakest form of performance communication. Positive feedback is the strongest. Negative feedback is next. And then praise. And there really are important reasons why praise doesn't necessarily lead to better results. I want to say that again. There are important reasons, which we'll share in just a moment, why praise doesn't necessarily lead to better results. Okay? So the first one is praise makes people feel good. This is important. Praise really does make people feel good. And folks, we have nothing against making your folks feel good. It's a nice touch. It's a good move. Go ahead. Praise. Make people feel good. Good on you, right? But don't fool yourself. Making directs feel good does not improve performance. As hard as it is to believe, directs who feel good don't necessarily perform better.
Okay, hold on a second. I know a little bit about management. Yeah. I've been doing this a while, right?
Right.
And I know that top performers tend to be happier than those who don't perform as well. You would agree, right?
Yeah, no argument. Totally agree. Yep.
Okay.
Your point?
Okay.
Okay.
So if top performers feel happier generally than those who don't perform as well, then happiness is connected to performance, yeah?
Totally right. Completely agree. Well done.
Well, good. All right. Then we totally agree.
No, actually not really.
No. Wait, you disagreed with everything I said.
Yeah, you're totally missing the point. I'll tell you what, I'll talk slower for you. Okay? No, look, that's a cheap shot. We're being a little bit coy here because we wanted to tease out the common manager misconception regarding praise and feedback and performance. Frankly, though, we've got to be clear. If you're a manager tools manager, if you want to be an effective manager, you've got to get this. Here it is. The fact that top performers generally are happier, and we totally agree with that. If you assess your top performers, they end up with higher happiness scores, however you want to define that based on the data, right? The fact that top performers generally are happier only shows that there's a correlation between performance and emotional state. But it does not prove that happiness causes better performance. They're correlated, they're related, but not in the way most of us think. It's the other way around. Better performance leads to more satisfaction. But this is where it gets interesting. But happier employees do not necessarily produce better results. Okay? This is why HR, in many cases, and in some cases unions, shooting for making our employees happier is the wrong way to go. If you want happier employees, you should drive top performance. And so if you're thinking that praise makes people happier, we've already said that. It does. But if you're also then thinking that happiness leads to performance because top performers are happier, it does not.
Yeah. So that essentially means that praise is great. It makes people feel good. So nothing wrong with that. But it doesn't lead to performance. And if you're thinking that you can get away with praise and get better performance, then you're fooling yourself.
Exactly. Praise alone doesn't get us there. So praise away. It's a tool. It's a good tool. It's a manager tool. But just don't expect better results for it. In fact, I would argue that we don't really talk about it here. We need to have another cast to talk more about some of these common misconceptions and explain how we can address them effectively as managers. But the purpose of feedback is to encourage effective behavior. By definition, the word encourage, for those of you who've been to conferences know we talk about this for several minutes. Encouraging effective behavior, encouragement by definition is about the future. I can't encourage the past. Right? I can only encourage something that's going to happen in the future, which is encouragement is to provide someone else courage to do something in the future, not to change the past, because the past can't be changed, right? Praise is about making people feel good about something they already did, right? It's literally present or past focused. But managers ought to be considered with future performance, since no past performance is... Yeah, we can't affect past performance. It's already done. There's no lever to address it because it already happened. It'll never change.
Right.
So again, praise is great. Just don't expect better results from it. You've got to use feedback to get right. that.
Yeah, and we just stated in our second point in terms of difference is praise makes people feel good, but feedback creates better performance. And as managers, that's something we ought to be focused on.
Yeah, it does take feedback to get better performance. Now, I want to say that again. It takes feedback to get better performance. What we mean by that is if you provide or if your directs get feedback about what they do from somebody else or from business outcomes or whatever, the classic example is salespeople. Do I get a commission or not? Do I get a yes or not? Feedback leads to better performance. Top performance escapes everyone who doesn't get bathed in feedback. And if you think more feedback is better and you see praise as feedback, it's a bit like trying to eat soup with a fork. It's a utensil. It's designed to help you eat. And it doesn't work. Okay? Well, it works, but really, really, really ineffectively and inefficiently, right? And look, interestingly enough, positive and negative feedback both lead to better performance, not just positive feedback. Though, there is a case to be made for why positive feedback is more powerful than negative feedback. Our point here is both praise and feedback have a place, but praise cannot be reasonably considered an effective substitute for feedback. It's important, it helps, but in the long run, It's more like dessert than healthy eating. Right? It's like icing on a cake. Look, nobody's going to argue cake tastes better with icing on it. I mean, nobody's going to argue that's not true. Cake does taste better with icing on it. But think about a cake that's made of nothing but icing. After those of you with a sweet tooth get over and say, oh, that's good. Then those of you who, at least in the U.S., I know you can buy cake icing in a can and then put a spoon to it, right? But look, a cake made of nothing but icing is a little bit like, sugar, right? Hangover, right? So in moderation, praise is great. Enjoy it. Enjoy the cake. Have a little bit of icing. Just don't think cake, or icing for that matter, is a substitute for going to the gym and toughening up for the hard work that your competitors and your customers are going to throw at you.
Yeah. Okay, now you said earlier when you outlined your bullets that feedback can be given publicly. And you stressed the can.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. So that implies that it's not necessarily the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think what happens is managers get on a slippery slope here. Managers say feedback is harder, and so I'm going to praise. And one of the reasons feedback is harder is praise has to be, or feedback has to be private. Actually, that's not exactly so, right? We've learned that, hopefully. But praise can be given in public. And so therefore, suddenly, okay, that's easy. I'll just praise a lot in public. Okay. And we get down a slippery slope where it really doesn't work that well. It doesn't lead to future better behavior. And there are downsides to it. So yes, praise can be given in front of other people. Praise is not designed, as we like to say about feedback, for the private use only of the recipient. It certainly can be given privately as well, although it doesn't have to be. We think it's generally better, right? And so public praise can work. Now, notice, we don't say here, give all kinds of public praise. That is, I think, a mistake that managers make. We're not saying here public praise is great, do it all the time, because there are issues with it. Folks, the old saying, praise in public, criticize in private, is actually wrong on a couple of different levels. And frankly, that's for a different cast. The general guidance we have is you can praise somebody publicly. If you can do so privately, that's always good and probably, frankly, better if it's just the individual. There are times when public praise serves a purpose to make other people feel good in addition to the recipient. But you have to be careful. Let's not try to go around reaching other people while perhaps not helping, not making feel better our intended recipient. We'll do a cast about this, I'm sure, but if you think public praise works good, and so therefore a lot of public praise works good, two helpings of dessert, please, and you make public a spectacle of a high S, someone who's fairly reserved and doesn't want to be made a spectacle of, you've not only not really helped, you've only not made them feel good, which is what the value of praise is, you've probably destroyed some value as well. So the idea that public praise is better because more people hear it and more people feel good. Okay, we understand the math. The problem is it's not actually true if the person who did the thing that you're praising feels not happy about the fact that you're praising them.
Right, unless you're willing to throw that person under the bus for the benefit.
Yeah, oh, and sure, why not? I mean, the bus's axles need greasing as well, right?
There you go. There you go.
No, not so much.
Okay. So another benefit of praise is it can be shotgunned, right? You can get a whole group together and give the whole group praise.
Yeah.
Not so much for feedback. Praise.
Yeah, sure. When you open up, when you begin to think, okay, public praise is good, you really open up the whole can of worms of praising a whole group, right? Or even just two people. And yes, it's okay. Since praise isn't specific about a behavior, and behavior is always individual, right? We can praise a group. You know, it's great job today, team, or well done, everyone, great briefing, or thanks for the great offside, everybody. Right? Yeah, you absolutely can shotgun praise. Okay? Now, the reason we say this is, again, because you can't shotgun feedback. You can't say, hey, great job. I like the way you guys did X and Y and Z. And unfortunately, some managers take the shotgun to the next level and say, let's give negative. They would call it negative feedback, but it's not. One person's being late, and so we make an announcement. Hey, listen, I really need everybody to be on time. In fact, that's one of my personal pet peeves because it literally is bad for everyone. It's bad for the manager. It's bad for the person who's late, and it's bad for the people who are not late. So, and we'll do a cast about negative shotguns at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits and positives to praise. So if you don't care much about improving performance in your organization, yeah. praise is pretty good. Kind of like that.
Yeah, and in fact, I probably said something like that in our first cast about feedback. That, hey, if you don't care about improving performance, you know, just go ahead and praise to your heart's content.
Yeah.
But that's damning with faint praise, right? I mean,
And nothing wrong with, don't get us wrong, folks. There's nothing wrong with people feeling good about what they've done, and praise does that. And I think it's actually kind of necessary. It's just not sufficient for you as a manager. How about both? How about praise and feedback?
Yeah, that's the ideal situation. Praise plus positive feedback and negative feedback is ideal. It's really simple. Praise is good. It's not ideal, but it is a good thing, right? Feedback is good because it works, right? And so what we say is, as many missteps as we've all made as managers, why choose between two good things? Just choose both. Effective manager tools managers do both. We praise frequently. We give positive feedback too, frequently. And we give negative feedback too, frequently. Feedback works and praise helps. And Lord knows we can all use a little help.
There you go.
Okay, so quick wrap up. Praise is good, folks. Please praise. Sorry, I might have misled some of you who clamped down on praise forever and ever after our early feedback podcast. Well, hopefully you're clear about how to praise. You say the positive word first, the outcome first, the thanking, the approbation, the appreciation, so on. And then you tell someone what they did. So it's the result first, if you will. Great job on the meeting today. Nice work. Thanks for staying late, right? Let's be clear. We don't want to confuse praise with feedback. One makes people feel good, and feeling good does not lead to better performance, whereas the other one, feedback, does, in fact, create better performance. And you can't really be an effective manager thinking, I might want to be an executive someday, and not say, I want better performance. In fact, there are a series of casts at some point in the future which basically are going to talk about the importance of being a demanding boss. And bosses who give positive and negative feedback are seen as more demanding. And the best bosses, the bosses that get the highest scores, are the most demanding. They don't let people off the hook. And one of the ways they don't let them off the hook is they give them negative feedback if they don't do something well. Okay? Yes, praise absolutely can be given publicly. Right? It totally can. You can do it. There are weaknesses, which we'll cover in future casts, I'm sure. But yes, you can do it. Be aware, the downsides are not trivial. But every once in a while, you can get away with it. And you'll be forgiven, provided you're also adding in positive and negative feedback along the way. And you can shotgun it. You can give praise to a group. And we don't have a bullet about it, but you can also do it in writing. And it can also be vague. Heck, you can send an email. You could send a group email to your team. Hey, I just want to say thank you for the hard work this week. It was a tough week. We lost somebody, and yet still you guys stepped up, and it meant a lot to me. Thanks. Right? And the final point we just touched on with praise and positive feedback together is ideal. And look, folks, even if you yourself say you don't need praise, in fact, I could have an argument with you about that. Most people who say that, in fact, don't need it. Or don't mean it, and actually, I would take it further. They're saying that as an excuse to not be a great manager. But even if you yourself say that, don't assume your team wouldn't benefit from some praise. You know, we can't equate praise with feedback. They're completely different. If you want to make folks feel good, praise them. If you're not certain exactly what behavior to give feedback for, try harder and think about it more carefully, and provide some praise while you're thinking. If you can't avoid a public moment or many people contributed, you know, be public about it or give some shotgun praise. By the way, those same motivators don't work for public criticism. Okay. If you've just been giving praise, your directs want more than that, and I don't mean more praise. They want more than that from you. Managers who give both praise and feedback, positive and negative, are going to outperform you, all things being equal. And yeah, you know, the icing tastes really good, but you wouldn't want to go on a fitness craze eating only icing.
Awesome. All right, my friend, as always.
Thanks, partner.
Thanks. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Again, I apologize for the noise in the background and hope that wasn't too distracting and you got something out of the cast. All right, folks, we'll see you all again next week without the GSM buzz. So long.